Hey, what's up, Uncle G? Hey, I'm looking at this credit report again, and I've been following you these last few weeks. So, but what is a personal statement? Now, I don't, because I some people say they see it on their credit report, some people don't. I don't see it on mine. What is a personal statement? Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Uncle G with Mentally Financial with Gary B. Hey, in this episode, I'm gonna talk about personal statements and what they are. I mean, what it is, excuse me, not what they are, but what it is. And what how it affects your credit report, okay? So with that being said, y'all sit back, you chill, you get ready for this episode, and we'll jump right into it in a moment. Welcome back to Mentally Financial with Gary B, aka Uncle G. Like I said in the top of the intro, we're going to talk about personal statements or what a personal statement is. Now, just to let you know, all credit reports do not include personal statements, okay? Experian and a few lesser known credit bureaus may also contain a personal statement. Now, you heard me say lesser known. Yes, you know about the big three, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. There are other credit reporting agencies out there, okay? Now, with that being said, the personal statement is a statement that you make to talk about why something might be on your credit report. So you could have something on there about a late payment, or about something that's in collections, and you pretty much you think you know why. So you want to explain it to the lenders or anybody who might pull your credit report. And they see that on there. So that personal statement gives you the time to explain it to them. And that's all it really is. It's just that quick and simple. You get no points taken away from you, no points are added because of it. The lender could read it and side with you on it, or they might just say, no, I still don't, agree with what's going on. But that's all a personal statement is. So you might see it on your credit report. Or you might not or see that section. Because like I said, if you don't add it there, it ain't gonna be there. That's why some people, when they get their credit reports pulled, they must have told somebody something at the credit reporting agencies to have that added. Cause nobody can add it but you. So that's just a real quick snippet. This ain't a long episode, but at the same time, I just wanna say, hey, I think you need to really, listen to all of these areas, all of these sections of the credit report to actually help you get into the next, the next thing that's going on in your life when it comes to credit reports. Okay. Now, real quick, you heard me say this is a six-part series. So I'm going to go ahead and incorporate part six. Now, part six is when does information on credit reports get updated? Now, that's another thing. You can come to my Facebook group and you will find the basic companies that are out there and when they normally update stuff. Okay. Now, it's supposed to be every 30 days, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I've not seen an updated 30-day report in my life. Not saying that it don't happen, I just ain't never seen one. But back before the pandemic, you could only get one free credit report every year from annualcreditreport.com. Now, since the pandemic, you can get it weekly, you can get it monthly or whatever. So maybe being that we were only checking it once a year or every 6 months or whatever at one time, you could probably see it being updated to that point. But checking it every week or checking it every month, you might not see a change. So don't let that bother you, okay? But join my website, my Facebook group. It's a private group. Come on over there. You can learn a lot of things, financial, personal finance, that is. But that's what I coach. I talk about credit cards. I talk about banking, savings, budgeting, spending. I help you get yourself right. And you don't have to be ashamed to join the group or talk about your situation because remember, only you can pay your bills. And only you can get yourself to the next level. So don't let something somebody else going through hold you back. So join the group. You can get this information. But just to give you a brief synopsis, normally a credit reporting agency normally updates the credit reports every 30 days. Okay. And like I said, it might not be every 30 days, but that's normally what they do. But okay, now, with that being said, like I said, this is Uncle G with Mentally Financial with Gary B. Hey, thank y'all for following me through this whole six episode thing, which technically 5 episodes, but anyway, I threw that 6-1 to combine with number 5. And I hope you learned something from this. And I'm not saying that you have to use my services, but hey, get the education, get your finances right, because I do the research. You just got to follow. Hey, I'll see you in the next episode. Later.
I want to give a big shout out to all my incredible listeners for vibing with me through this episode. Mark your calendar, because I drop a fresh batch of knowledge every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's a date that you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your squad and your fam. Catch me vibing on your go-to streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Just stop by my website for the full experience. Until the next episode, keep it real. Keep it mentally financial. I'm your man, Uncle G, signing off with nothing but peace and love.